Office of the Parliament celebrates International Women's Day 2022. Gender equality today for a sustainable tomorrow.
I think that when women and girls do not face harm and exclusion, when our collective values not only outlaw violence against women, but it also becomes socially unacceptable for us to either tolerate or support or reinforce or commit acts of violence against women and girls, then we can say that we're pretty much on the way. But I think for now, we've come a long way. We've come an extremely long way. We've done really good work. There's more awareness and consciousness within our society, but we are still at a place where violence against women and girls is socially acceptable. And that is the change that is required now. I think women can achieve gender equality when society invests and creates gender equality. And what do I mean by that? Gender equality has to be a lived experience for women and girls. And so society has to evolve and restructure our institutions and remove systemic discrimination that really prevents women from becoming our fullest and therefore contributing more and more to society. We have to remove the discriminatory practices that women experience in our lives in various places. And so when society really confronts and corrects the harmful practices and behaviors that bring harm to women and facilitate violence, we would be pretty much on our way to what we all seek to achieve, gender equality. Because we've got to recognize that it is all forms of violence against women that we've got to tackle. We can't cherry pick. It has to be the whole package. So whether it is physical violence, emotional violence, discrimination in, for example, employment opportunities, exclusion from places of decision making and higher positions of authority, it is a package. And I think we've not as yet embraced the fact that women's rights are human rights, and there's a package of women's rights that a society has to commit to and invest in protecting. We're not there as yet. It is a question of rights. And consequently, the issue of rights is amplified across a range of imperatives. The current focus, of course, is climate justice and environment, decision making and leadership, sexual violence, indigenous women, and so on and so forth. But it doesn't matter what segment or sector of women or group of women that we are trying to understand what their reality is, all women experience an erosion and a neglect and an unwillingness to respect and protect our rights. So the issue really is about rights. Gender-based violence really is, and we talked earlier about the package of issues related to women's rights. Gender-based violence is one of the more visible forms of that erosion of women's rights, and I'm talking here about the rights of women and girls, because girls also experience violence. I like to talk specifically about violence against women so that we do not lose focus of who we're talking about. Because I think that very often we tend to want to pass the buck and not deal with the question of how women are disadvantaged in so many ways. And I'll give you an example. We are celebrating International Women's Day on March 8th, and we have the entire month of celebration. So one of the things that I've been really taking, I think, more and more notice of, because it's nothing new, but the message around women supporting women and how women must support women, and if we don't support women, we're not going to rise, and those messages. And I think we have to be aware and to be cautioned that we do not want to burden women any further with having to take full responsibility for our disadvantaged circumstances. So when we talk about women must support women, I'm all for it, completely supportive of that. But I want us to be sure that the message is that we support each other, not that we support each other so that we can all suffer together, or because we are all suffering together, but we support each other to take action to end discrimination and violence against women. I think that the messages are a bit different, because we can all be supportive of each other while we wallow in our guilt and shame and pain and all the rest of it. There's a place and a space for that. But there's also a place and a space for us to actively pursue deconstructing the systems and the philosophy that creates the burdens that women experience and the violence that is our lived reality. And that is what, as a society, we have to promote, so that as women bind together to bring an end to the injustice, we have to be able to bind together in the full knowledge that everyone else is with us, is standing with us. We are not alone. Legislation is welcome. It is always welcome, because it gives us a mechanism to get immediate relief. So for example, if we've got to go to the police station to make a report, we expect, and we should expect, that there will be an immediate response, because there is legislation in place that says that there should be. So it's always welcome, but it's never going to be enough until we take stock of the fact that there is a collective, acknowledgement that women should experience some discomfort in the society. And I suppose some people would talk about religion and culture and different social norms and so on and so forth. But I don't know that as a society, Trinidad and Tobago has come to terms with the fact that women do not have to suffer. It is not a collective understanding. It is not a collective investment. It is not a collective commitment to end violence against women. We have a way, and of course it's not only in Trinidad and Tobago, this is a universal problem. There's a way in which we rationalize certain types of violence against certain types of women, so that women from different socioeconomic classes, for example, experience violence and discrimination differently. We're not all one homogenous group. And therefore, we've not really come to terms as yet with the fact that all women, all girls, have the right to live a life free of violence. That's the work that has to be done. And my message will be, thank you for all that you do. I salute you.
The Office of the Parliament celebrates International Women's Day 2022. Gender equality today for a sustainable tomorrow.